You're listening to a Big Finish production.
Meters and closing.
Yes, I've a visual.
Compensate for vortex drift.
Compensating. I see the fissure. It'll be a clear run once we get rid of those obstructions.
Should we focus on the artifact, Mr. Brellix? You wanted to retrieve it.
As I recall, we both agreed. Scientific curiosity. I understand why Rasmus picked you. Activating thrusters.
Vortex shields holding. Almost there. That's it.
200 meters. 150. 100.
Extending outer arm and gravity clamp.
What is it?
I've locked on. It looks like... No. It can't be. Is it moving?
I'm getting no life signs from the object. Can you confirm its nature?
It's trying to get in.
Impossible. Whatever it is, it can't be alive.
Not them. No, 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 it can't be them.
You're not making sense. I'm bringing you back. You and the artifact. Assuming remote control of your pod.
No, no, no!
Brellix, you did it! You brought back a body. Well, how is it preserved out there? Brellix! Brellix? What's happening to you?
Regeneration. Help me. Don't let it... Don't let it...
What? Don't let it what?
Don't let it eat me.
Hello? I didn't expect a reception committee, but I did hope someone might be on hand to...
So sorry, Undercardinal. Just setting up the extraction. Please, this way.
Good to know all is proceeding to plan. I was worried when I didn't get an update.
Oh.
Vistron, is never a good beginning.
It is proceeding, but we've had incidents.
Go on.
We're clearing impediments to the mining target. The only major obstacle is a small planetoid directly in our path.
I read the report.
The vortex fissure is a tremendous find. Dark chronon readings off the scale.
Yes, yes. What of these incidents?
Well, Brellix identified an unusual artifact. Took a pod to retrieve it manually.
And?
There's been an accident.
Is he injured?
I got him to stasis, mid-regeneration. I thought you'd want to speak to him before.
Quick thinking. Where's Andro?
There are stabilization issues. Andro can't really leave the refinery, not until we're sure it's safe.
You're running extraction solo. Good job I'm here.
Yes. Undercardinal. You see, there's one other problem.
But of course.
I started the destruct sequence. Only I'm monitoring the planetoid surface.
Spit it out, Daria.
Best you see for yourself.
What? I thought the planetoid was confirmed derelict.
It was. They literally just arrived. It started with a TARDIS trace, now life signs. That was a minute ago. I'll bring us up to speed. There. Live from the surface.
Can I broadcast? Yes? Give me that.
We may be trapped here, but at least we're safe. We escaped the ravenous.
Rassilon's name are you doing here?
What?
We are about to vaporize this planetoid.
Even they don't like the sound of that.
Prepare for detonation.
Who's that?
Not sure. Surrounded by ravenous on a rock that's about to explode. As a last-ditch escape, this could be going better.
Three life signs successfully transported. Vistaron. Proceed with detonation.
Confirmed, Under Cardinal. Thank you. I'll join you immediately.
What just happened?
I've had some dodgy transmats in my time, but that...
At least we're alive. Well, hello. Captain Rasmus.
Under Cardinal now, Doctor.
Really? Congratulations. And thank you. Your intervention couldn't have been more timely. These are my friends. Livchenka, Helen Sinclair... This is Under Cardinal Rasmus, a friend from Gallifrey.
He's a Time Lord.
Can I ask up front, are you evil? Because usually...
Liv, Rasmus is fine. In another life, he helped me catch the Eleven.
Well, it's very handy he turns up again now.
Isn't it?
Vaporization complete, sir. Debris should be clear in...
Yeah, one moment, please. Can I ask, Doctor, what were you doing down there?
Can I ask why are you blowing up innocent planetoids? And who is this?
Dr. Vistaron, this is another doctor. And friends.
Daria Vistaron? Delighted to meet you. This is Liv and Helen.
Hello. Sorry to crash your explosion.
Wait, what happened to the Ravenous? Were they destroyed too?
What do you mean? You were the only life signs down there.
No, we weren't. Didn't you detect anything else?
Did you say Ravenous?
Right before the transmat, they were backing off. I'm sure I saw them... fade away.
That's what I thought too. Not quite corporeal. Rasmus, where's your monitoring station? You need to run another scan. Now.
The control center is this way.
But what you saw? You can't be serious, Doctor.
Where the Ravenous are concerned, I can't afford to be anything but.
Nothing. No life signs. All I'm getting are vortex energies.
The view out there. The lights, the colours, it's hypnotic.
It's hard to focus. Like, space is torn, shifting.
That's exactly what it is. A rip in the universe's fabric. Exposing raw vortex energy.
It's why we built our station here, beside a vortex fissure. Welcome to Deep Time Frontier.
Time Lords always manage to give the most terrifying things such pretty names.
So you blew up that planetoid for what? A better view?
Not exactly. We're mining dark chronons.
Oh, fascinating. And ambitious. I suppose that's why Dr. Vistaron is here.
Dark...
Chronons. Much the same way as we can't detect dark matter in the universe, but gravity tells us it's there. There are dark chronons in the vortex. An infinite mass of them.
Right. I'm not sure I'm any the wiser.
Well, think of it as an invisible and limited supply of raw TARDIS fuel. Forgive me, I'm a little disoriented without my ship. Is this Vistaron's native time zone?
Would it help if it were?
It would give us our bearings. Daria's from your future, Liv.
No, I extracted her from her native time stream for this mission.
Why? Surely you know plenty of scientists who'd jump at the chance of... whatever this is.
I have reason to keep this project secret.
Rasmus, you're sounding suspicious.
Our people are prone to worry. I'm glad you're here, Doctor. You were always a forward thinker.
Which is terrifying for most Time Lords.
I didn't want to cause panic. You see, I believe dark chronons could be an alternative energy supply.
Why? What happened to your old one?
Nothing. Yet.
But the very idea of finding an alternative would frighten the horses. Gallifrey is always resistant to change.
Potentially, we could overhaul our entire power system. And we'd be covered if ever anything did happen to the Eye of Harmony.
You seem to think something might.
The Matrix is always predicting doom and gloom, but remains frustratingly vague.
The mining probe's course is locked on. Shall I launch, sir?
Go ahead. That's why we're here.
Isn't this a big space station for just the two of you?
Time Lords like large spaces. But for you, Vistaron, this must be breathtaking. All your dreams come true.
Yes.
Why Vistaron especially?
She's like you, Helen. Human. And a genius.
The probe's gone. Would you like to see the artifact now, Undercardinal?
Artifact?
Doctor? Liv, Helen, I expect you've a range of expertise between you. I'd value your opinion.
It's freezing.
Why cold storage? Is it organic?
The materials we deal with are very unstable. Space is cold. The vortex even colder. But yes, in this case...
It's a body?
It could be. Vistaron wasn't precise. Now, compartment 7, she said. I'm told one of our crew was injured retrieving it.
By the thing itself?
Oh, no. Whatever it is, I'm sure it's quite inert. In fact, it may... Hell, I wasn't expecting that.
Oh. Liv, Helen, get out. Get out! Lock this chamber. Lock it!
I know what it looked like.
Do you believe us now?
But it can't be. It's impossible.
That was the body of a Ravenous. We are all in danger. Liv, Helen, get back to the control room and scan for my TARDIS.
But how?
Use your key. These are Gallifreyan systems. They're lock on.
And then what do we do?
Just find it first. Go, go! Rasmus, is there any way we can isolate this storage bay? Better yet, eject it into space?
That's not really practical.
Wait, your colleague.
Bralix.
Bralix found this thing. He's in stasis. Mid-regeneration.
Yes. I was going to debrief him once I'd examined it.
No time like the present. Show me.
Left them on an exploding planet.
The Doctor, he was like this inside that dead TARDIS.
Never seen him panic. In all the time we've been travelling, but he's scared, properly scared.
I can't help thinking, if that's what the Ravenous do to
then
him...
We should be terrified. We're stuck on a space station next to an abyss. Yeah, he's right about one thing. We look for escape routes.
The 11 took our TARDIS, it could be anywhere. Can we really find it with just a key?
The Doctor thinks we can. So let's try.
Poor fellow. You haven't seen him already?
I arrived just before you. Very resourceful of Vistaron to get him into stasis.
His face, it started glowing, but the expression, that abject terror.
I thought it might have been vortex exposure that triggered it. A breach in the pod. But now I see.
Lower the stasis field. Slowly. What's the name?
Bralix.
Ravenous. Ravenous. Don't let them. Don't let them!
Bralix, I'm the Doctor. Look at me. Look at me. Your regeneration has started. Stay focused, and you'll be fine.
Undercardinal.
It's all right. The Doctor burns through lives rather more often than us stay-at-homes.
Well, it doesn't appear the Ravenous fed. There'd be nothing left. Perhaps I should take another look at that corpse.
Bralix, do you remember what caused this? Precisely?
Ravenous! Where? Ravenous! Ah!
Late. It's right on the edge.
Let's allow nature to take its course.
Hopefully regeneration will purge the trauma.
I hope so, because as far as I can tell, Bralix wasn't injured. He was frightened to death.
I wonder what's going on in there.
No! No! Leave me alone! Get away!
Fisher, now.
Preparing backstream. Setting charges. Detonate in 10 microspans. How's your search, Miss Chenko?
Nothing yet. The doctor's right, though. The system's using my TARDIS key to trace a signature. I guess it'll take more than 5 minutes to scour all of time and space.
With Time Lords, you'd be surprised.
Know them well, do you? Must do, to be on the payroll.
Well, when they ask, it's hard to refuse.
Dr. Vistaron, your probe's completely vanished into the void.
Good. I'm still tracking it. Backstream open.
What's that?
Think of it as an invisible pipeline. So, when I do this and remotely detonate the charges, the seam opens up.
You just blew a hole inside that fissure.
Yes. Now it's sending a dark chronon stream back to receiver dishes on the refinery level. It'll all get collected and processed.
Was that the stream?
Yes. A big one. Just have to stabilise the influx.
What about your other Time Lord? Can they lend a hand?
He already is. Ondro's down there, monitoring the levels. There. The flow's steadying.
It's rather like striking oil. In fact, this whole structure, it could be a rig in the desert. Or out at sea.
I suppose. Where did you say you're from?
I didn't. But 20th century Earth.
35th.
Honestly, they treat the time stream like a pick and mix. Lives from a colony somewhere in between.
What did you mean, it's hard to refuse? Did the Time Lords...
That felt like a substantial strike. Luckily, we've another pair of hands.
Sorry if I scared you, Daria.
You're...
Ralex. Hello again. Ah, you brought the backstream online. Shall I take over?
Yes. Go ahead.
Has she just regenerated?
Yes. It all went very smoothly.
Should she be operating heavy machinery? Especially stuff that could blow us all up.
From what we've seen, the 8, the 9, don't Time Lords tend to go rather peculiar afterwards?
Ah, you've had dealings with that renegade too. I assure you, under normal circumstances, Gallifreyans deal with the process rather better.
What does the doctor say? Where is he?
Between us, he's not much of an authority on regeneration. Most of his were under duress. Never really got the knack.
Going into stasis helped, I'm sure. Thank you, Vistaron.
Oh, that's all right. I'm sorry, I did what I could.
It's all worked out in the end. Now, one of you is a med tech?
Me.
The doctor asked if you'd join him. Back with the artifact.
So, what changed your mind?
Bralix, if this ravenous posed any immediate threat, there'd be nothing left of her.
Okay, what's the plan?
We examine it, and you give me your medical opinion.
On what?
Cause of death. Then we dispose of it. Completely and utterly.
Okay. Biomonitor?
Yep.
I might be wrong, but is this the same one from that TARDIS?
I think you're right. Scarring across the cheekbones, I remember.
And his face. It reminds me of something.
Deep-set eyes, livid colouring around the mouth, the nose, ragged, patchy hair, pale, white, almost translucent skin. Go on.
It's... Oh, this is going to sound ridiculous, but it's... It's almost like a circus clown.
Uncanny, isn't it? A custom that persists through the history of so many cultures.
You mean the Ravenous are supposed to look like a novelty act?
It's more that the tradition evolved to look like them, to try and neuter the fear, sublimate a deep-rooted race memory. It didn't work. You can still get coulrophobia.
Fear of... clowns?
I have to say my own circus experiences haven't much reassured me.
So what are they? Where do the Ravenous come from in the first place?
That is a very long story, starting a long time ago, the old times on Gallifrey.
Okay. Pass me the deep tissue scanner. I'm in the mood for a story.
The Ravenous are a family.
Extended family. They called themselves a clan. They posed a threat to the earliest Gallifreyan pioneers. Hunted them. Carried out monstrous attacks. So they were eliminated.
Harsh. But then again, I have met Time Lords.
According to the Matrix histories, they were imprisoned in a bubble dimension. Lost in the vortex.
The vortex that's right outside that window.
It is a very big place. Infinite, in fact. Which is why it's so useful as an inexhaustible energy supply.
Tanks 1 through to 500 are full. Switch into second array.
Good. I should check in with Andro.
Oh, please, stay, sir. Tell us how the Time Lords dealt with their bogeyman.
Yes, I'd like to know more. You can help me with this, too. Is that the Doctor's TARDIS? I'm not sure I'm reading it right.
All right, Helen. Let me see. Yes, we've an initial trace. Locking on. As for the Ravenous, there's not much more to tell. It's a long time since anyone on Gallifrey gave them a thought, even as a story.
Actually, wasn't Bralix researching them?
Was I? Huh? Maybe my brain cells are still settling.
Oh, yes. I took you off that archive project, remember? Itemizing old-time technologies.
You're an archivist. I was too, of a sort, back on Earth.
Such a transferable skill. Carry on, Rasmus. I'm sure it'll all come back to me.
Organs, the usual complement, heart, lungs. No sign of decay, nor suffocation. I suppose that's a liver, or two.
Their evolution was more metaphysical, according to the stories.
I think we can safely conclude it's no threat now. But no idea what might have killed it. No trauma, not even decomposition.
As if it died yesterday.
Or even an hour ago.
All right, unhook the scanners. That'll do.
I've seen a lot of aliens. How are the Ravenous different? Apart from being a billion years older.
Life's natural state is in competition for nearly every creature that evolves. Something else evolves to eat it. If you're not absolutely certain you're the top of the food chain, you need to watch your back. The old times on Gallifrey were no different.
I see. Your people enhanced themselves, started throwing their weight about, and the Ravenous came after you.
Once the first Time Lords made their presence felt, it was inevitable that other forces would try to balance things out. Of course, Rassilon couldn't countenance that.
You lot really don't play well with others, do you?
They'd argue they were ensuring their own survival.
When really they couldn't cope not being the fiercest beast in the jungle. Bet, I'm all done with this horror show.
I saw a furnace along the corridor. Time we disposed of it. I wondered how Bralix could be frightened to death. But it's possible. It's a trait the Ravenous were supposed to possess. Pack mentality, weaponized. One is a threat, but more than one, they become truly terrifying.
Doctor, are you panicking?
I'm feeling something, like back in that TARDIS, but no telepathic circuitry here. Hackles rising. Pulses quickening, a cold film of sweat.
You don't sweat.
I don't even perspire. But this time, this place, something in the air. My nerves are jangling again. Liv, I've just had a terrible thought. This Ravenous, we know it's not the Hunter.
Of course not. We've established it's completely and utterly dead.
Yes, but what if it's something else entirely? What if it's bait?
It's possible, isn't it? You start drilling into the vortex and suddenly these monsters of legend appear.
It's extremely unlikely. No, more than that. Across the entire span of the vortex, it's a virtual impossibility.
You've got one in your morgue.
One. Long dead. Who knows how many millennia it had drifted.
True. I picked it up on long range at first. It could have come from anywhere.
And it's not a morgue.
It is now.
What was that?
This outflow. It's incredible. Sorry, I'll get it back under control.
Yes, I'd rather it didn't shake us apart.
Do you want us to stop? If we lose it, there's no guarantee we'll get it back.
No. Steady it. Keep monitoring for anything unusual.
Rasmus!
Anything at all.
There we are, lit and ready to burn. The Gallifreyan equivalent of a blast furnace. It'll take it apart, atom by atom. Give me a hand. We'll get our friend inside.
Listen.
Okay, stand back.
Whoa!
They use something like this to dispose of dead TARDISes on Gallifrey.
Isn't this overkill?
That's settled by any degree of kill. Look.
How's that possible?
The body is still completely intact.
Try it again.
I already am. Yeah, let's give it longer this time. On maximum. The Ravenous have a volatile relationship with normal space-time. According to the old stories, they could appear and disappear at will.
Oh, now you tell me. There's more to them than stories.
Evidently. The furnace hasn't touched it.
No, wait. Has its expression changed? Is it smiling?
There's something going on here, beyond normal perception, something that's spooking me. Just seeing it, I want to run.
Doctor, I've never seen you like this.
That's what instinct does, Liv. It reminds us all that we're animals, deep down, fight or flight.
What now? Throw it back into space? Ow! Ow! Oh! Oh, okay, we'll let this thing cool down and then... What's that? The lights.
We need to get back to the control center.
You don't think it's the Ravenous?
There's a reason for this. It's all connected.
What
we
about
need to stop whatever they're doing up there, right now! Come on!
There must be an easier way to get around this place.
What is this?
The backstream's gone crazy.
Overload! I can't stop the flow! It's like something's forcing the Dark Chronons out of there!
They were flooded with power! Why have the lights failed?
I don't know! The systems can't cope!
Can you contain it? This rig, it'll hold?
It was built to withstand the worst ravages of the vortex.
What if you've let out something worse?
Shut it down! Shut everything down!
It's dangerous.
More
to...
dangerous than what's happening now! Let me see. Cut those alarms. Hear ourselves speak. And we have emergency lighting. Liv, check those structural readouts.
Sure.
I'll see if I can reverse the flow.
What?
Look at that. You can't contain this much energy.
She's right. I hadn't even thought
of that. Vistra, do something.
I'm only the theoretical expert.
So theorize a way to stop this.
It doesn't matter. We need to abandon deep time for much worse reasons than a fuel spill. Rasmus, where's your TARDIS?
We can't take off. Not now. Not while the rig's flooded with highly volatile raw energy.
What does that mean?
The refinery has to cool. Or else if I try and take off, I'll rip a hole in space-time.
And blow up your TARDIS into the bargain. Good point. All right, we shut down absolutely everything we can and we wait. Right. It's a curse.
Doctor, is this the Ravenous?
Do you know the story of Time Skiff Alpha 9?
Of course. It's a tale youngsters tell. First night in student dorms or off on one of those academy camps in the mountains.
Isn't there always a grain of truth in those tales?
Not always.
You're saying it didn't happen?
I suppose it illustrates one of the many Ravenous atrocities before Rassilon's clampdown. Justifies his action.
Justifies? There were atrocities on both sides.
You can't believe propaganda spread
better
by dissidents.
Better to take a balanced view than to swallow official history. I've heard a very different take. They weren't one single family, not originally. We wiped them out, then salved our collective conscience by allowing a clan to survive, imprisoned.
I'm going to regret asking, but what's the story of Time Skiff Alpha 9?
It was on Yalta Prime. An early human colony that Gallifrey deigned to help. Back when we spent our time strutting about the cosmos like gods.
Doctor.
Rassilon planned to arrive in style, bring a new dawn of enlightenment to a primitive world, so they'd be impressed, grateful.
I believe he wanted to help, yes.
Because that always worked out so well for us everywhere else. Anyway, Lord Rassilon ordered a Time Skiff to appear in the atmosphere. It was supposed to be an awe-inspiring display. Lights, fanfares, a true chariot of the gods. The crowd gathered and waited and waited. Eventually they were dismissed with an excuse. Rassilon wasn't happy.
The ship never arrived.
1 week later, in the dead of night, when Yalta's moon was at its height, the sky was suddenly filled with an awful animal howl. The cry of a dying time skiff.
That's horrible.
When Alpha 9 arrived, it was a ghost ship, hanging in the night like a scar across the moon. Not a soul left on board. They had to piece together what happened from the logs. Fragments of recordings, images. They say the archivists who worked on it never slept again.
Doctor, isn't this just a ghost story? What's the point of scaring ourselves?
It's important. Because this is what they do. You see, it became clear that the Ravenous didn't attack. Not at first. They simply showed themselves and vanished. The crew ran themselves ragged, made mistakes.
Experienced officers panicked. Attempted multiple risky time hops to shake them off and blew the engines. They started jumping at shadows. One commander barricaded himself in the brig and stazed anyone who came near.
They destroyed themselves, and the Ravenous picked over their bones. It's like what happens when a pack of wolves corners a flock of sheep. Frightened prey will trample one another to escape. Predators can afford to hang back, feed at leisure, consume every last drop.
It's what Jax has said. The Ravenous play with their food.
Oh, no. No, no, no.
Look what you've done. She's terrified.
It's what we have to avoid.
But we haven't seen a single live Ravenous.
No, not yet. But it's only a matter of time.
How did I get on board?
Now. Now.
They can ride the time winds. They feed on Artron energy. Who knows what else they can do with untapped power sources?
This is all speculation.
But what if, Rasmus, what if they are hiding inside the very thing that you're mining? What better disguise than a cloak of darkness?
Dark Chronons.
You never know what you might find in the dark. We are returning, gaining substance. I told you I would free us all. They let one of us in. They let all of us out. My sacrifice prepared the way. I have suffered. I survived their prodding and poking. Reached out across the vortex plane. Found prey. Starved myself so you may eat. Come. Come closer. And we shall feed together.
It's not stopping.
We can't go anywhere if we're still taking on raw fuel. It'll never be safe to take off.
I thought you'd stopped it. Doctor?
So did I. Of course, it's quite possible that someone else has control. By other means. Someone who's been playing possum.
No, I scanned that Ravenous.
They can transcend the physical. They've had millennia to learn how to manipulate these energies. I think that one came here to unlock their cage.
We saw eight of them down on that rock.
The whole clan hunting us ever since one latched onto a dying TARDIS. This is a Time Lord station, a potential feeding ground. Since we arrived, I've sensed them, watching, waiting.
There's got to be a way to stop this.
Yes, close the other end of the pipe. Destroy the mining probe. Vistaron, can it be done from here? Vistaron!
It's possible. The drive control's in the power room. We could use that. Cause an overload.
Do it. Meet us back at my TARDIS. In the landing bay.
Liv, give her a hand.
Sure. Blowing things up. That I can do.
This way.
Shouldn't the rest of us be getting out of here too?
Not long before we can. If the Ravenous appear, they'll come for me first. They already have been sent. Rasmus and Bralix, you'll be next. They'll hunt the Time Lords.
Ondro. What about Ondro?
Good point. You two take Helen, collect your colleague, then go straight to your TARDIS. I'll do what I can to stem the flow, then follow on.
I know these systems. I'll stay with you, Doctor.
Thank you, Bralix. I know you're scared, but it shouldn't take long.
Doctor!
Go, Helen! Rasmus will look after you.
I will. I promise.
That's it. Overload. Now, disconnect the cable. I'll close the breakers.
So the probe's dead?
Should be. But we don't want to sabotage our own supply. Not while we still need life support.
Your generators have developed a mind of their own.
I can't detect any faults.
Nothing physical, no. I get the impression the Ravenous operate on a whole other level.
I need to check something. Get to the landing bay. I'll catch you up.
Wait, Visteron? Visteron!
Andro. Sergeant Andro?
Sergeant? He's military?
My staff are from all walks of life. I simply pick the best.
Good grief. That looks rather more dangerous than barrels of oil.
Indeed. We're standing on top of a containment vat of dark vortex energy awaiting processing. There's enough already here to run a fleet of battle TARDISes for nigh on 3 millennia.
Battle TARDISes?
Never know when you might need them. Best be prepared. This is good. It's stabilizing. If we can avoid flying through the cloud, it'll be safe to leave.
So where's your colleague? Have the Ravenous already taken him?
It's possible. Check that computer. There should be log entries.
There's nothing... Ah, I see how it works.
We can't wait around. I don't want to let the doctor down. I'll work out the safest coordinates for takeoff, then we head for my TARDIS.
Yes! Flow has finally stopped. Liv and Visteron destroyed the probe. Kill this master switch. We can leave.
Time.
Yes, time to go. It's sticking. Brannix, is there a wrench? A lever? Anything I can use to shift it?
Time. It's time. Time.
Brannix?
Yes. Sorry, of course.
It's the trouble with manual failsafes prone to mechanical failure. Still nothing a good old whack with a hammer...
Time.
Braddock, are you going to hand me that wrench? Or yeah. Try to kill me?
No. No point killing.
Braddock, you're not yourself.
Isn't that the truth?
I can't be. There's a Ravenous inside you.
What my host is trying to say is we don't want to kill you. Not yet!
Pardon me for assuming.
We'd much rather you are mortally injured. Ah! In pain. Dying. Ripe to be picked apart.
Since when can the Ravenous possess a host?
Possess? I'm simply steering this body. Until I'm ready to step outside and eat it. We learned new tricks in isolation. Your stories... all quite true.
I never doubted it.
Time Lord arrogance. Believing they could dispose of us. Brush us aside.
Clearly we haven't.
You know when Gallifreyans taste best. Oh, and they're terrified.
How long were you imprisoned? How hungry are you?
We have even learned patience.
I see. You want to injure me, induce regeneration.
Tron juices flow. We may be Ravenous, but we can delay gratification if the banquet is worth waiting for!
Visteron! Where are you going?
Where's that thing? Did you destroy it? Can it even be destroyed?
Don't panic. The doctor will get us out of here.
The artifact! I want to see. Is it true? What it really is. Everything the Time Lords say. Is it true?
You're becoming hysterical.
I did this. It's my fault. I didn't mean to, but I did.
You weren't to know. Poking around in weird dimensions. Maybe not a brilliant idea, but you couldn't know any of this would happen.
There it is.
Hold on. We never took it out of the furnace. It was...
Hello. How good of you to deliver our next meal. You, I remember you. From that TARDIS. From this slab.
You were dead. I scanned your insides.
Yes, you did. very being. It tickled. But I feel better now.
Miss Strong,
run.
Even I have my limits. I am hungry.
I think I'm tenderized enough.
Time for me to find out.
Thank you, Helen. Rasmus, what was that?
Well, it looked like a fire extinguisher.
Essentially, it is. For plasma leakage. It's frozen poor Bralix. Can we get her out? Back to my TARDIS?
I'm sorry, she's gone. They took her when she regenerated. Got inside the process somehow, inside her new form. The Ravenous have refined their hunting methods.
They're coming! Materializing out of thin air.
Now they've got Bralix to feed on, it won't be long before they're solid.
Bralix? Oh no, there's one climbing out of her.
I get the first cut.
What's happening? Did my change complete? You are... Oh. No.
But come on. The one thing she can do is buy us some time.
See? What our sister has prepared. This one is fizzing with flavor. Just regenerated.
I remember the taste of fear. So good. So good.
Break your fast, brothers, sisters. Feast.
Come on! Helen! Doctor!
Come on. It's horrible!
It's not- we can do! Rasmus, I know they're locked onto me. Where I go, they'll follow, but did the Ravenous see you?
I don't know.
Well, you would know. They'd look you in the eye like a fox sizing up a rabbit. Have they spoken to you anywhere here?
No, not directly.
They were too busy with poor Bralix.
Then they may not have your scent yet. But they know that there are Time Lords here, so they won't give up the hunt.
My TARDIS. Inside! We need to go.
What about Liv? Visteron?
You're human. They won't be that interested. Think about it. You're just out of prison, famished. Do you go for the steak, or do you stop for a hot dog on the way?
In that dead TARDIS, the Ravenous was hunting Liv. You said she was chips.
But once it knew I was there, it was a different story. The point is, they won't care about humans if they know Time Lords are on the menu.
And they'll miss out on us altogether if they stay and snack.
Exactly. Vent the engines, Rasmus. Throw a nice thick Artron cloud out there and draw them in.
This can't be the only way.
They'll ride our trail. Two Time Lords. They won't care. Find Liv and Vistron. Get to cold storage. Lock yourselves in.
You're abandoning ship? You're abandoning us!
Helen, there is no time. Consuming Bralix will restore them. Give them more of an appetite. Coming with us is more dangerous. I'm certain Vistron will be safe. She knows this station better than anyone. She'll know a way off.
Ready, Doctor.
This TARDIS is leaving. Up to you, Helen.
Right. I'll stay with Liv.
We'll be back as soon as we've shaken them, I promise.
Good luck, Doctor!
And to you!
Universe will be our hunting ground again.
Help you know what you're doing, Doctor. There you are!
Helen, what did I just hear? He's gone!
He thinks the Revenants will follow them and ignore us.
Will they? Is that what they do?
Let's not stick around to find out.
Where now?
The Doctor thought you might know.
Follow their TARDIS! Grab every muscle!
Wait! Dip into the vortex, but no more. Keep the set. Don't lose it, but we remain here.
What? No, we go! I want it now!
Patience, sister. Patience, all of you. I have had time outside our prison to consider.
Ravenous! Do not consider we consume. This is the banquet you promise.
No, it is not. You wish to return to starvation. Then go eat two paltry Time Lords. You'll be sated for now, but you are weak. You'll be lost, adrift, hungry. Follow my plan, and we gorge ourselves forever. I have the scent of this doctor. I have tracked him.
But you haven't caught him.
He will lead us to more. More. Isn't that what we want?
How are we doing?
It's bumpy, but we're into the vortex.
It'll be the Ravenous hanging onto our coattails.
I can't help thinking this was the wrong move.
What other option do we have? At least the others are safe.
You seem very sure about that.
You're not.
It's everything you said. Our fear response made us run. We may have miscalculated.
No, the risk I took was calculated. Daria Vistron. She's young. She's got her greatest discoveries ahead of her. Her future is part of universal history. Her existence will keep my friends safe.
No. It won't.
What? She's in textbooks at the academy.
My scientist isn't her. If you've read those books, you'll remember young Daria's inspiration was...
Oh, it was her mother. Also Daria, who vanished...
Oh, no! No, no! It's the Ravenous. You warned us yourself. Timeskiff Alpha 9. We're making mistakes. Terrified sheep.
No, I cannot make a mistake like this when my friends' lives are in danger.
Even if I had taken the one from the books, history can be rewritten.
Oh, Rasmus, you're one of the good ones, but you, even you, still have that Time Lord arrogance. How did you convince her to join your little project, to leave her family?
It's not what you think. I didn't threaten her. I simply offered.
Don't you see? An offer from a Time Lord is as good as a threat. We are facing our own monsters, but we should remember. Out there in the universe, we are feared.
Where are we running to?
I don't know! So long as it's away from the Ravenous!
Oh, I shouldn't want this. I didn't think any of this would happen.
Wait, wait.
Shh. Vistron, please think. Is there any way off the station?
Where did you think I was going?
I said, shh.
The doctor said they'd go away. They wouldn't be interested in us.
Hide in here. I think we've lost them.
Cornered.
think they want to scare us.
And I think I know why they're keeping us alive.
You're right. I've never felt more like a worm on a hook.
What are you talking about?
They think the doctor's coming back for us, but he may not have to. What's in here, Vistaron?
I came here earlier. The refinery.
All right. This way. You may as well see.
A store cupboard?
I built something for myself, siphoning off parts for a kind of emergency escape capsule.
Well, I think this counts as an emergency.
Here.
Is that it? Cozy.
It's only meant for me. I stole enough components to set it up for one trip home.
You were planning to escape?
I never asked to come here. But what choice did I have? They're Time Lords.
Rasmus doesn't seem a terrible sort. Believe me, we've met a lot worse.
So I'm right to be scared.
No, the Doctor's our friend. They're people. You can judge individuals on their own merits.
Look, we'll do the popularity contest later. It's a squeeze. But can we use this capsule to get out of here?
No.
What?
I don't have any fuel.
We are literally standing in a fuel refinery.
I haven't been down here since we started refining. It needs processed energy. Not much, just the smallest power rod.
Oh, okay. So I'm going back out there. Tell me what I'm looking for.
Well, what do we do? The Ravenous aren't following.
They've already second-guessed us. We don't have a choice.
One thing we can't do is lead them to Gallifrey.
They won't give up on a trail, and I'm certain they have mine.
Have they been using us? Using Deep Time Frontier to escape?
I think your mining project weakened their prison. Enough for one to break free. Not completely, not at first. It reached out, using any means it could. Psychic waves, TARDIS telepathy. It did what any starving, wounded predator might do. Found easy prey. Isolated, separated from the pack. First the 11, now me.
It consumed Andro. Gained enough strength to play its games. Play dead. And free the clan.
And now they're getting their strength up for a proper hunt. We have to go back for the others.
Very well. I hope you have a plan.
A little breathing space, and I've the beginnings. We are due a change of fortune, firing probes into an infinite vortex. It was extremely bad luck to hit the Ravenous.
You're a very long way from home. You're scared. I understand.
Yes. Yes.
I have just one question. What happened to Andro? I saw his log. It mentions Brelex detecting the artifact, then stops. He's been missing for days. But you've been pretending he's still here.
I thought he was.
I'm no expert, but you can't run a place like this without regular checks. You said you'd not be down here. You're lying.
Andro vanished. After the first probe. That's when I knew I'd found it.
What?
Please believe me. I didn't know. I just wanted to scare them. I didn't want them to find out what I'd done.
Here. Got the power rod. Where do I... Helen? What's going on?
Tell her. Tell us. We're human. We'll understand.
I was scared. Uprooted from my home. My time. I wanted to teach them a lesson. Bralix had all this research. Time Lord myths, nightmares, locking up monsters. I was scanning for energy anyway. I just added some Gallifreyan signatures into the parameters.
You deliberately scanned for a Time Lord prison dimension?
I don't know. I didn't think this could happen. I suppose... I wanted to see if they could be frightened too. I've seen it, you see, in my experiments. Opening windows through time. There's a future where the Time Lords are terrifying. Fleets of TARDISes going to war. They make that awful sound. They destroy everything in their path.
That can't be true.
It will be.
Control room, right on target. Now, Use your remote and send her down to the refinery. Hurry! We won't have long before they come.
Sorry, old thing. One short hop and it's all over. This is madness.
The best plans usually are. Poor Brallix gave me an idea. On a much bigger scale, and this time we can all get away. Yes! Lib's key located my TARDIS. Now let's summon her back.
Doctor, there's something else. On the refinery level. A space-time device has just been activated.
Oh, no. We've got to get them out of there before...
Before my TARDIS self-destructs.
They're coming! They know!
Calm down. It's not the Time Lords you should be afraid of.
That is a TARDIS. Sounds weird, though. Let's take a look.
No! Get out! Both of you! I want nothing to do with them!
Here. Fit your power rod. Helen, come on.
It is. It's a TARDIS.
It's the one the Doctor left in, I'm sure.
Hey!
Ow! Ow!
Burning up. Oh, God. Now it's smoking.
You don't think they're inside?
Get away from that TARDIS. It's venting Artron energy.
What?
It's set to disintegrate.
What, in here? On top of all your raw fuel?
That's the idea. They won't be able to resist. Where's Vistaron?
Her maid escape pod over in that storeroom. She's panicking.
I'll take care of her. You two, the Doctor's bringing his own TARDIS back to the landing bay. Can you get there? There's 10 minutes till this whole place goes up.
We'll take our chances. Helen, come on!
But maybe not that corridor.
Okay, this one.
From spare parts. You really are a genius.
You're not angry? This is all my fault.
I'm sorry. I've not treated you as well as I could. Took you for granted.
But the Ravenous... It's all my fault.
No. Whatever happened, those monsters are a Time Lord responsibility. I only hope the Doctor can deal with them. Now, I assume this thing will take us to Earth? To your time zone? Best go now before Deep Time falls apart.
You're coming with me.
Why not? Let's get you back to your family. Who says we can't rewrite history for the better?
Can't you land where I ask? At least that's working. Roll up, roll up. You can't resist raw Artron energy. Give us time to get away.
We could have taken him, snatched him there and then, and feasted.
There will be time. Come. Devour.
I've got your key, Liv. Helen, how did you... Oh.
They didn't. Lost your friends again, Doctor. How careless.
No human life signs. Anywhere on Deep Time. What have you done with them?
Me? Nothing. Well, not strictly speaking, anyway. Yes, we did. I propose an arrangement. I point you in the right direction to retrieve your pets. You offer me sanctuary in your TARDIS.
You want to help me?
Why not? The Ravenous have our scent. We've one thing in common now, Doctor. We're both prey.
You've been listening to Doctor Who Ravenous Series 3, Deep Time Frontier, written by Matt Fitton. The Doctor was played by Paul McGann, Liv Nicola Walker, Helen Hattie Morahan, Rasmus Damian Lynch, Visteron Tanya Rodriguez, Ravenous George Asprey, Braelix and Ravenous Susie Emmett, Original Braelix Dan Starkey, The Eleven Mark Bonar, other parts played by members of the cast. Directed by Ken Bentley. Produced by David Richardson. Script editor Ken Bentley. Executive producers Nicholas Briggs and Jason Haig-Ellery.